for them and 300 healthcare workers, they will lose their livelihood. They have joined together today to call for the State of New York Department of Health and its leaders to save the Weinberg campus by approving a receivership to the lineage of healthcare. We will hear now from some of the employees and other healthcare workers who have been at the Weinberg facility. Listen, they have continued to work in spite of bounced checks. They have continued to work in spite of long hours. And now let's hear from them.
Hi, my name is Shakia Jones. I'm an employee.
Ms. Jones, can you come right on over here for us, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Shakia Jones. I'm an employee at Weinberg campus. I work for EBS. Over the last couple of days, just last few days, have been heartbreaking. The residents not knowing where they're going, we not knowing what's going to happen. It's just been crazy. I haven't been able to sleep. I haven't really been able to eat. And everybody know I like to eat. It's been hard on us. And if they close Weinberg, it's going to be a community, a family, because we are family in this building. It's going to hurt us. It's going to hurt the residents. It's going to hurt us. These residents need us. We need them. They is who keep me coming to work every single day. And to see a lot of my residents leaving, it's been, I don't even have a word for it. It's just been heartbreaking. It has.
Can you say and spell your name for us?
Yes, my name is Shakia Jones, S-H-A-K-I-A, last name Jones, and I work for EVS. I've been there 6.5 years, and Weinberg campus is my family. It's my second home. I do doubles. I make sure I'm there for the residents. I don't work every department. I do what I can for them, and they depend on us. And it's all being snatched away from all of us.
My name is Lucerne Tony Banks, spelled L-A, capital C-E-A-R-N-E. Tony, T-O-N-I, last name Banks, B-A-N-K-S. I work in the EVS department as well at Weinberg. I've been there 14 years. I've already told everybody how we feel about the residents coming and going. When I first started working there, it was a beautiful place, and we can bring it back to that. The workers do not want to see it closed. The family members do not want to see it closed. And we don't want our residents to leave. All we're asking for is help if the receivership goes through. They're saying it's a process. They've been going through this process already. They've already known. We've been asking. We've been asking for this. Like I said, this is our Hail Mary. Please save our campus, save our families, keep us all together.
Carol Zarniak, C-A-R-O-L-C-Z-A-R-N-I-A-K. My mother is an 8-year resident at Weinberg campus, Rosa Copeland. And I would like to know, Governor Hochul, why you can't save this facility? Why? If your mother was there, what would you do? I know that you would save this campus. We are a family. The employees are why I rest easier at night, knowing that my mother is taken care of. My mother will not survive a transfer. I have looked at more than 10 facilities to try to put my mother in because we are being rushed out of there. We were given no notice. We were just told you have to find somewhere for your loved one to go. Nobody has beds. There are no beds available. So it's not like I can just take my mother and take her and just put her somewhere else. I don't want to put her anywhere else. I'm her primary caregiver along with my sisters, and I am telling you, please save this campus for the residents, for the families, as well as for the wonderful, amazing employees who help these families every single day. They deserve better.
My name is Marianne Domenico, M-A-R-Y-A-N-N. Domenico is D-I-M-I-N-U-C-O. Yes, this is our family. Our mother probably wouldn't have survived with all these helpers and taking care of her. We need your help, Governor Hochul. We need you. Please help our workers, our parents, family members. We are all a family because of the care they give all our parents in this home. Please help us.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Christina Tong, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A-T-O-N-G-E. My husband has worked at Weinberg Campus for 30 years. He has given his life to his coworkers, to the residents. He has been there through COVID, through snowstorms, you name it. He has given his life to Weinberg. We have no health insurance right now. He just had major surgery. I don't have thousands of dollars to pay for the coverage that we lost in August. We found out on Saturday we had no health insurance. Fix this. New York State, you have the power to fix this and to save these lives. Please do something. We depend on it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Tricilla McDougal, T-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A, McDougal, M-C-D-O-U-G-A-L-D. I've been at Weinberg for 28 years. I've seen the golden years of Weinberg. And not only that, it is affecting me, most it's affecting the residents. Weinberg is a home from home, from my home. That is my family. I've been there for several years, and I think that they should step up and help Weinberg to change over that receivership.
We deserve to be helped. We deserve it.
So we had a conversation with the Department of Health just yesterday evening, and we heard a lot about process, and we heard a lot about what it would take to approve receivership, what receivership is intended for, and we heard a lot about this could take months. And our response was that we rang the alarm bells months ago. We informed the Department of Health months ago that we had concerns about the financial viability of Weinberg Campus and its current leadership. We asked the Department of Health for help in approving a receivership because we know that Weinberg Campus, as a nonprofit facility in Western New York, stands to provide some of the best quality care to the residents that it serves. We know that they provide some of the best jobs to the healthcare workers that they employ. And the shame on the DOH, truly, for not taking notice earlier when we rang those alarm bells. But it's still not too late. Although they've already moved over 50 residents out of that nursing home since Thursday, these workers are standing here to tell you it is not too late. They are willing to stay. They are willing to provide care. And these family members are here telling you they want their family member to stay at Weinberg Campus and to receive that care. So to the Department of Health, to Governor Kathy Hochul, it's time to listen. And it's time to save Weinberg Campus so that it can continue to be a long-standing nonprofit in Western New York, save 125 residents' lives, and save 300 livelihoods for the workers of the campus. I thank you all for your time, and hopefully we get some good news soon.
Save Weinberg now!
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 Save Weinberg now!